Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Spoken Word Podcast. This is episode, we do not count what it is.
Just vibing.
What are you telling me, brother?
Thriving.
What are you telling me?
I'm alright.
I'm good, bro. I'm not good.
Love this sofa.
I'm not good.
Love this sofa. Why not good?
I'm not good.
What's
up? I had the most stressful week. The most stressful week at work.
At work?
Yeah.
Solutions don't work then, man.
The Matrix.
Leave the Matrix.
The Matrix. And then it was Friday. So basically at work, yeah, our last quarter was wrapped up in it, yeah. So a lot of running around, a lot of paperwork, a lot of compliance and all that.
Mm.
So on Friday is normally my chill day, admin day when I'm at home
admin
and doing admin, yeah. So basically fuck all in it, yeah. And you see,
don't incriminate yourself.
I do so much work, guys. I work so much on for
future bosses, bro. Yeah. Your boss is play CDs, bro.
Yeah, you're right, you know.
Discriminating himself with camera.
Yeah, no, I work like 80 hours a week, it's mad.
80?
You're
a cat, not the cat, man.
It's just,
I said 80 hours, man.
So Friday was like, all right, cool. No, it's not even that. I got everything out of the way in it, yeah? Cool, Friday, I was working from home. And I was like, the weather was banging yesterday, about 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I was like, let me go gym on my lunchtime in it, yeah? You know, get a little sweating, yeah? I'm being lazy. I could literally walk to the gym, but I was being lazy. I was like, let me just drive there in it, yeah? Big mistake. Drove there.
Mm.
So, okay, I'm driving there. See a space. Park up. As soon as I park up, I'm like, the fuck is that? Did I shit myself?
What?
Yeah, bro, literally, bro. I'm like, did I shit myself?
What,
like,
the other day?
Yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
oh.
I'm like, well, what the fuck? So I open the door, yeah, and then I was just drove in like fresh hot pile of shit in 30 degree weather. Didn't even see it. So it's all on my rear wheel.
Bro,
and that,
hold on,
yeah.
Can I start to interrupt? Is it normal to still shit yourself at 25?
I don't know. Like, if you do, man, you probably need to go to the doctors, bro.
Why?
If you're shitting your heart, if you can't control yourself.
Bro, why are you shitting?
I don't know. I just thought I just shat myself, bro. It was like it.
Wait, did you think you shat yourself or you shat yourself?
No, I didn't shit myself.
Oh, okay.
Why would I?
I don't know.
Even if I did, why would I admit that? Bro?
I don't know. Yeah, I thought you were saying
something staying private, man.
Mm.
I didn't shit myself anyway. Yeah.
Alright, cool.
I just thought I did because it stunk that bad, innit? Yeah. Oh. So I got out, driven and shit.
Is it one of them ones where you farted, innit?
No, but it was like shit, bro, like shit.
Is it one of them ones where you fart so your fart so dirty, bro, you feel like
I literally thought I was crap myself. Anyway, I get out of the car, shit all on my wheel, yeah? Both my wheels, yeah? On the right hand side of my car. So I got my Aqua, my H2O for the gym, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm sort of, I'm like, I got nothing coming, I ain't got a cloth or nothing. So I just start pouring it on my tire so it doesn't dry up and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's bare flies. I was disgusting, bro. I was just there like. And then I'm there for like 2 minutes just trying to get rid of them. I'm wasting all my water, by the way, for the gym, so I can't rehydrate myself. Then this lady comes out of nowhere with a dog.
Yeah.
And she's got gloves on, yeah? Classic, like. And she walks up to me, so I'm like, oh, so it's your dog shit then? I'm like, she's like, oh, like that, yeah? So I'm like, well. Oh, okay. Oh, you're here to help me. Okay.
Wait, and what?
Yeah, she comes up with her dog, but she's... Okay, this woman doesn't speak English, by the way, yeah?
Oh.
Well, that's what she says. She doesn't speak English. I think it's capping, yeah? She comes up to me, and she's like, oh, whatever. I'm like, oh, is this your dog shit? So I'm like, oh, you're going to clean it, yeah? Okay. I'm like, I handled it. Well, she takes some water, yeah? She's like... The dog's right there, yeah? The dog starts fucking drinking from my bottle, innit, yeah? So I'm standing there like, what the fuck? I thought you were gonna help me clean up your dog shit, innit, yeah? And then while she's doing that, the dog's there, she's like this. Just spits, like,
right
next to my, not on my car, but yeah, but on the pavement.
So what, her dog pooed on your car?
Okay, let me get to that,
that's
yeah?
Let me get to that.
So she just spits, she's just like, and she just hands me back my water. Oh, see, she starts to walk off. I'm like, excuse me, what are you doing? She's like, hold on, I'm like, clean your dog shit. She's like, so we're going back and forth. She don't speak a word of English. But she knows me not speak English. Yeah. So I'm like, no. I'm like, clean it now. Why are you taking my water bottle and trying to fucking drink your dog? Yeah, I don't care if your dog's thirsty, bro. Why are you walking your dog? Yeah, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when it's the temperature's at its peak. Yeah, it's like 31 degrees. Yeah, I don't care. Walk your dog in the morning and in the evening. Yeah, and then this couple goes past us. Yeah, they're looking. Yeah, and they go past us. Yeah, there's like a guy and a girl. Yeah, and then the girl stops. She's like, oh, what's happening? I'm like, there's dog shit on my car, on my wheel, and this woman's, and they start speaking Portuguese, innit, yeah? And now, you know me, I'm not one of them, yeah, that's like, you're in England, so fucking speak English. I'm not one of them. But because I was so heated, yeah, I'm heated, pissed. I'm pissed off. It's hot.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. You can't understand what they're saying.
It's hot as fuck. I'm heated. There's dog shit on my fucking wheel. There's the dog has pretty much drunk all my water, yeah? These are speaking a different language. I'm like, yo, speak fucking English, man. You're in England. I'm not even like that. I'm not even like, bruv, like the Union Jack came out of me and all that, yeah. I'm like the St. George's flag. I was like, speak fucking English, man, because I need to know what's going on. She was like, oh, she's saying that it's not her dog's poo, innit, yeah? I'm like, so why is she coming up to me then? And it's just the
weird and bizarre,
bro,
man.
Bro, but it got to the point where I didn't even care about the dog shit on my car at that point because it's what the lady done afterwards. It's what she just started drinking her dog with my water and all that, yeah? She wasn't even old. She was like, I don't know, like 50, early 50s or something. She wasn't that old.
Oh.
Yeah? It was just the fact that she done that. She spat right next to like... on the pavement, like right in front of me, not in my direction. I don't know. She was just doing it. She just spat, bro. It was just her actions, doing it.
That's disgusting.
And the woman's like, she's saying that's not her dog poo. I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? She walks. The girl walks off. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't just grab her and force her to flip it and clean it. Yeah, and woman doesn't speak a word of English. Apparently, me no speak English. Yeah. And then the girl's boyfriend's like, nah, she's capping, bro. She's capping. I'm like, yeah, well, like, I don't know what to do, bro. But it's like I said, I wasn't even mad at the dog shit anymore. It was the fact that this woman just started doing her own thing, spat right near us, started fucking drinking her dog and all that. It was just, I was just like, okay,
her animals drinking your water.
Yeah, drink her animals, her dog's drinking for my water. Yeah, I'm just like, okay, if it wasn't your dog shit, yeah, why are you coming up to me then? And why have you got that pack? It was just weird, innit, yeah? So that was done. Went to the gym.
Yeah.
I can't get into the workout in it, bro, because I'm so just mad in it. I can't even get into the workout, man.
Yeah, bro, you know what it is? Yeah, I work in opposite. You know how people say, oh, it's a good time to go to the gym when you're annoyed? I'm the opposite.
Nah.
I go to the gym anyway, right? I'm not gonna skip session, but I'm saying though, I don't get more fired up when I'm angry. It's the opposite. Unless I'm doing like boxing on the pads. That's different. Yeah, but if it's just moving weight, like
You need to focus. You need to be in like the muscle. I'm like, I was so. But I was like, when I was working out, I was thinking about what just happened.
Of course.
Yeah. So, gym session done. Yeah, I'm full of sweat and all that. Like, go back to my car. I'm like, just like what the fuck. So it's fine. It was minor. I went and got it cleaned. For free anyway, didn't charge me. I was like, bro, just take this dog shit off my wheel, bro, off my tire, yeah. But it was just what the lady was doing.
Yeah,
it wasn't the fact that the shit was on my car, bro. It was the fact her actions after that. Oh my god,
that's
just wild.
Oh,
I'm like, you're bullshitting. You speak English, man. You've got a dog, yeah. You look like you've been in a country years, yeah. Like, and you don't speak one word of English.
Apart from
me not speak English.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Anyway, that was my eventful day.
I didn't even get to do this on yesterday as well because I was just mad busy. I got my hair done. My hair takes ages to get done. But I was doing other things as well. I was sending emails. Important emails. I had to be home. Well, so I had to be happy home for something because, well, yeah. I was in between a lot of things, man. So I couldn't even go out really yesterday at all. I only went into the gym, and that was early in the morning. And I was there, and I'm still, my legs are still hurting from yesterday anyway. But I kind of like eased myself back into the gym recently. I didn't rush back in, so it's all good, man. That's for me. But yeah, man. But it's the 8th of July already, though, man. Where's the time gone?
Where's the time gone, man?
8th of July, bro.
You man are wireless right now, but we've kind of peaked, man, because it's raining. We had one good day. Yeah, it's this weekend. We've had one good day of weather, yeah? Yes, 31 degrees, and now it's like cloudy and rainy and all that, man. Unlucky you lot, man.
Yeah, June was a win, though.
Yeah.
What happened to me last week, bro? I had the... how are you with dentists?
I'm all right with dentist. Do you know what?
Dentist appointment last.
I think when I was younger, I preferred it. Now I don't know. I don't like it, man.
Yeah. What happened?
I just claimed back my work. I just found out that we've got like healthcare. We can claim back all the stuff like that. So I'm getting my money back for my appointment.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. That's calm. That's good. Yeah, I had my first filling, man.
The first thing ever. 20. You got some good. I've had about 8 fillings, bro.
Oh yeah, but I thought that was no. But you know what the maddest thing is? We got this new dentist, isn't it? But long story short, I don't like her, innit? I don't like the way she is. I don't like her bedside manner.
Her bedside manner.
Yeah, I don't like her bedside manner. And basically, the way she was talking last week. So basically, last week, gone into a dentist. I'm not gonna get into a whole thing too much, yeah. But basically, for years, was getting a certain service. It was great, and all of a sudden the practice has been sold to somebody. Yeah, so yeah. Basically business, and new people come in, and we're basically existing clients, because a lot of the dentists, they can't even get, don't even do NHS these days. A lot of it's private, so people are struggling. It's a whole pandemic. That's a story for another day. But we're there, and basically I just basically paid to open my mouth. Normally get the service, they would be there was this woman, and I'm like, hope you're watching. If you're watching this, please get in touch. Send me a DM. I need to know where you're at, because you was world class. Yeah, because you clean my teeth. You give the spray. You give it a whole clean. Now, we don't get that. I literally paid money just to open my mouth and put metal things in there. And then people been complaining about that, saying, what's going on? But apparently, you're doing it out of the goodness of your own heart. I love you. Please come back wherever you're at. Because you're doing the good thing. We need more people like you in this world. But yeah, this new woman comes in, yeah, and she opens my mouth, puts a metal equipment in, digs up my old x-ray, says, oh, since October, the way she was describing it, like my teeth was about to all fall out, bro. I was like, what?
I had that last time as
bro,
well.
Bro, I was like, no, but her communication is terrible, bro. She was like, cavities, early signs of decay. I'm like, what? Since when? What? Like, October? What? What's happened in? She's like, oh. And then she was like, oh, well, you can wait to see how it gets and all this stuff. I don't know, I'm thinking to myself, or we can do something now, or we can wait. And I'm like, and she's like, oh, you could improve. To improve all this, obviously, you look at diet. I'm like, I don't eat good food anyway. I don't even eat all this junk. What the hell? It's just weird. It's the weirdest thing ever, man. So basically, I've now come in this week, got the filling. It was nothing really wrong with my teeth. It was maybe the only one at the back, early signs of decay, if anything, and teeth filling, but this is my first ever filling, and I'm 25, so obviously I do look after my teeth.
Oh, better than me, bro. I've had about 8, bro.
Yeah, but even my younger brother's had one before me.
Mm.
And he's young, and he's 4.5 years younger than me, bro.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm doing well, man. So that means on average, if I go another 25 years, if I make it to 100, bro, on average, four fillings every 25 years.
It's good.
My next one, hopefully, if anything, be at 50, 70.
Do you floss?
I don't even floss, you know. I should.
Jeez, the tongue's
free. I don't. No, I just brush my teeth.
I need to invest in that.
I don't.
Do you brush your teeth last today?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cause
I used to. So I started off brushing my teeth twice a day. Then later on in my years, I got a bit lazy and just once a day in the morning. And then recently, I've been doing it again twice a day.
Because Fredo came out and said, I don't brush my teeth at night. Like, who does that? So it's interesting. Do people actually brush their teeth twice a day?
But the thing is, you know what, yeah? This is a little hack. Brushing your teeth stops you from snacking at night.
Never knew that.
Because it suppresses your appetite. So you, even if you're hungry, like after food, and you know when, like, I don't know about you, but a lot of people like reach for, like, you know, our boredom at night, people just reach for like biscuits and chocolates and stuff when you're at home. When you brush your teeth, it prevents you from doing that.
Fair enough.
So if you're cutting, trying to get a body this summer, and you
brush your teeth at night,
brush your teeth after dinner, and then stop you from temptation to reach for that salted caramel cookie and Mars bar and all that stuff. It's a good hack to have.
Interesting.
Yeah, you should try it.
Interesting.
Because that's the weakness. Because you're bored at night, you put on Netflix, or you watch something, and suddenly you start reaching to the cupboard and, you know, grabbing.
Before we go into the subject, I just want to say one thing. Fuck TFL, yeah. Nah, man. Bosses, but no, I'll make it quick and we'll get into it, yeah, man. These bosses blocked my card the other day, man. Yeah. Going to work. I take two forms of transportation. I take train and tram, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on the train, go off of the platform, saw my tram coming. And it's all open anyway. So you've got the train station, you've got the tram station, it's all open. I blew for the tram in it, yeah. Normally sometimes they come quicker, but sometimes they take forever.
Tram.
Sometimes if you miss your tram, you can wait like 4 or 5 minutes. Sometimes it might be like 15 minutes. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I blew for the tram in it, yeah. Didn't even have a chance to like tap it in it, yeah. There's like ticket inspectors there, yeah. So, like, ticket, please. Got my phone now, done the Apple Pay wallet, whatever thing. Scanned it, cool. I thought just pulled the money out of my account, or like the whole amount. Wake up. You know, you check your phone early hours in the morning, yeah, but you're not really paying attention.
Yeah,
I just saw an email from TFO.
Hold on, do you even get them ones where you get them emails and your eyes are hurting?
Yeah.
Your eyes are not awake. You're seeing brightness on your screen. It's not good for your eyes. It's squinting. You're like, what are you talking about? What? Four in the morning?
I thought it was just some generic TFO email, like, oh, there's strikes or whatever. And it's just, I saw a little bit, it's like, you cannot use your card. I was like, whatever. And then went about my day in it, yeah. And then I checked my emails late at night, and I was like, went in the email, it was like a personal email to me. I was like, yo, what? It's like, your MasterCard ending has been blocked from using TFL. Please contact us if you wish to use it again.
that's peak.
Bruv.
That's peak.
This is some, bruv. Guys, that social credit score is coming, you know. That universal basic income's coming. That CBDC's, bruv, I'm telling you, man. Oh, this is just the beginning, man. God. You know, buckle up, man. Get ready for the ride.
That is mad, man.
I just wanted to get into that quick. Man, it's a disgrace, man. Not even that you charge me the whole amount or something. You broke my whole... What's next, bro?
But the thing is, though, it's not suspicious activity, though, is it?
That's what I'm saying. What's next, man? I'm going to be blocked from using, like, my bank account, like Nigel Farage and Andrew Tate and...
Wait,
yeah, yeah, man. You hear on the news, man. He blocked his whole account. But you don't have access to his bank account anymore.
Why?
Because of the shit he says, bro.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What the?
fam, this is some common. I'm telling you, man.
So basically, you could be blocked. You could get deleted from the universe.
Yeah, bro. Next thing I know, I can't use Airbnb or whatever, or Uber, fam. So I'm telling you, man. What's the UK coming into, man?
If you get blocked, your bank account gets blocked, then how do you pay for
food? I don't know, bro. I don't know. Tell me, man. Sounds a bit communist, if you ask me.
No, that's not communism. Communism
sounds a bit
that's not communism at all.
Sounds a bit not necessarily communism, but totalitarian, like very controlling. I don't know. I'm very excited to see where the UK goes the next 5 years.
If you're still watching at this point, I hope you are. Please hit the like button, please. It's free. Appreciate if you do, it gets the algorithm going. And also if you're new around here, subscribe. To the ones that are subscribed, we appreciate you as always. Yeah, continue.
Anyway, yeah, cool. Let's go straight into it, man. How do you feel about this?
What's been happening?
Our guys, bro, AJ and Dylan White.
Dylan White, AJ.
Make it sound like we actually know them, but yeah.
Yeah. You know what? To be honest, at first, I was like, why? Mm. But now I've actually warmed up to it. I've warmed up to the idea. I'll tell you why. So at first, the reason why I said I wasn't really for it, I was like, it's another one. Fights we don't ask for, everything but the fights we ask for.
Mm.
Yeah? Fights no one wants to see, fights we don't even ask. If it's not the fights we don't want to see, it's the fights that we don't ask for. whatever the fights we actually really want. But then, you know, when I think about it, the last time they fought was 2015, right?
Yeah.
And that it's 8 years ago. And the reason why I'm up, the reason why I'm open to this, right, is because I'll tell you, both of them have kind of like, they've kind of lost recently. Mm. They've lost recently. There's been talk of them being both past their best.
Yeah.
And they still got, bro, you still see in the back and forth, the comments. Dillian White's funny, man. He always says this. AJ, he's a strange guy, man.
He's a weirdo.
He's a weird guy.
I always
see that every minute. I'm like,
yeah, man, talk rubbish.
So them two still got their whole thing. So I'm thinking, I think that fight is very unpredictable. How do you see it?
When I first heard the announcement, obviously there's been rumours about it recently, and Dillian White was on Sky Sports talking about like contract negotiations. At first I was like, man, we've seen it already, man, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want to watch it again. It's not the number one fight I want to see, but then again, they've both fallen from grace.
Yeah.
Probably more, you could argue more AJ than Dillian White. It's 1-1 now, because obviously they fought in the amateurs and Dillian White won.
You count it.
It's not that I count it because they got such a personal beef. Yeah. I do. I will count it.
Well, they don't actually like each other, do they?
No, they generally don't like each other.
So
Dillian White beat AJ in the amateurs, and then when they both turned professional, AJ knocked him out 8 years ago. So I think that does add to it now a little bit. That it's an even score.
Yeah.
And the only problem I have is that it's pay-per-view, yeah? And it's not even pay-per-view. It's $26.99. So normally pay-per-view is like normally, what, $19.99, $19.95.
This podcast is always complaining about
finances. Nah, man, we have, nah, man. It's the principle, yeah? When we talk about finances, man, it comes to the principle, yeah? $26.99 for both guys who lost two times in the last four fights.
Yeah, that's totally, I don't think that's why I reflect on it, I'm actually more open to this fight, it's not because of their names, it's not because of their names,
their pay-per-view, it's because they both lost two in the last four fights, and they haven't looked great in their wins either.
Even though
AJ beat Jermaine Franklin, he didn't look great doing it. He didn't do it, and the same Dillian White, they both fought the same opponent that wasn't convincing wins,
and they both beat Jermaine, didn't
it? Yeah. But they don't. They didn't beat him in fantastic fashion. And do you know what? That's credit to Jermaine Franklin, because he generally is a decent fighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. My
only thing about it though, this is what will annoy me. If AJ loses, apparently the Wilder fight is off now.
I heard that as well.
Will happen. Which, and that's a fight I actually want to happen.
I want to see that's that a fight that I've years.
Been wanting to see for ages.
Yeah, for so about 5 years now.
Think about it. For me, I see it as this. So that fight's apparently meant to happen in December, at the end of the year. Yeah. Saudi.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia.
Against Deontay Wilder. The fight that a lot of boxing fans would want to see.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you've now put yourself in this. Now you've now taken a fight, which is meant to happen next month with Dillian White, that could potentially put it in jeopardy if you don't win. So if you don't win, not only this is why I won't like, yeah. So in principle, based on the context of what we just discussed, I'm happy to see that fight. Based on the circumstances, but at the same time, what I don't want is now you say if for example you don't win, all of a sudden another wider fight can't happen now.
Yeah.
That's what. What about you? Do you?
It shouldn't jeopardize a fight.
And but it will do, wouldn't it?
It will. But the reason why I say it because. For me, I rate Dillian White, yeah, but I rate them both in it, yeah.
Like both.
But they have a more Dillian White. There's been a drop off in their game. You could even argue that Dillian White could potentially be finished. Yeah, he's been chinned.
He's lost his punch resistance.
He's lost his punch resistance. He's been chinned in his past against was it Fury last year and Povetkin about 2 years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
But that knockout by Povetkin, that was one of the best knockouts I've ever seen, bro.
Yeah.
It's the punches you don't see, bro. He cleaned them out, man. Yeah. And I don't know, AJ's always been known for having a bit of a suspect chin, man. But I think going into this fight, Dillian White's going into this fight with the weaker chin, I'd say. With the less punch resistance. So on that, and I think AJ just overall, just an overall better fighter, better conditioning, better, you know, bigger, probably stronger, more technically sound, I'd say. More of a combination thrower. Well, old AJ, prime AJ is more of a combination thrower. These days, he's just 1-2 and gets out.
Do you think, I'm looking forward to like the press conference.
Yeah, it's the build up I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking up to this.
Because they've both matured now. Obviously, yeah. When they first fought, they were in like in the mid to late 20s. Now, like, I think Dillian White's like 35, AJ's like 34 at the end of the year. So they've gone through a lot. They've matured. They both elevated into like one more AJ into superstardom. So it's interesting to see, because I don't think it's going to be.
Is that the O2 as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
We say we see that, yeah.
The prices, you know me, bro.
What are you talking about?
I'll go, I'm more than down to go. I actually rather go and see it than sit at home and pay $26.99, if that makes sense.
Ringside, yeah.
You got that ringside money, bro.
How much is that? What, two racks?
Is the podcast pulling that type racks of money, that ringside money next to Eddie Hearn and all that Matchroom?
Two racks.
Yeah. I'll rather go see the fight. I think it'd be more value for your money if you actually go see it and actually
be at home. Do you know what? To be fair though, on this fight, I'll probably just watch it at home. I can't lie. Most likely.
I'm not paying for it. I'll just leave that there.
Do you know what? I might pay for it.
Nah.
No, but do you know what it is? The boxing, I find, this is me, my favourite sport in the world here, number one, is football, always has been. Something about boxing streams pisses me off more, but it goes worse than football.
Bro, we don't condone that type of behaviour here.
What? We don't do that here, man.
We paid for everything, for every pay-per-view.
I'm saying, but yeah.
I've only paid for one. The only fight I paid for was Dillian White and AJ, because I'm a massive fan of Dillian White and I've always wanted to see him fight.
You paid for that
Tyson
fight?
Yeah, yeah. 2015? No, Dillian White and Tyson Fury, yeah.
No, but then when I look back on it, I wanted to see that fight for ages. That was a fraud, that fight. I expect to see more from Dillian White that fight. Who do you think wins then?
I think AJ wins.
On points?
If he doesn't knock him out, there's huge questions for AJ. If he doesn't knock Dillian White out, I don't know if he should walk into that Wilder fight.
Okay. If Dillian White wins, what happens?
Then AJ should retire.
Do you think?
Yeah. I do.
Really?
And I'm not even coming from like a hate. I like AJ, but if you can't beat...
But White's not a scrub.
He's not a scrub, but...
Whether you think AJ's better or not, whether a lot of people say AJ's better or not, White's still not a scrub.
He's not a scrub, but I think he's over the hill. Slightly over the hill, shot to pieces a bit. If he doesn't beat him in spectacular fashion, I think AJ should really consider he signed with Hugo Boss and all that. Do the modelling thing or something, man.
What about, and if AJ wins, do you think Dillian White should retire or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Whoever loses should retire.
I don't know, man.
They're at that age, at heavyweight age, where they're quite good, yeah? Like, I think age is young.
No, but hold on, bro, this one.
We know how long it takes for fights to be made, man. Yeah, especially when it comes to heavyweight fights.
AJ being White one got way quickly. There was talk of it being, it might not happen, then all of a sudden, it's on. And it's next month.
Yeah.
When I saw it was announced next month, the other day, I was like, that's how you know someone's stopping the Fury AJ fight from happening, bro. How come this one can happen then?
Yeah.
And when Eddie Hearn, because I heard him, I was listening to Talk Sport when they got Eddie Hearn, he sounded very, obviously, enthusiastic. He said, AJ wants that excitement. He's happy to go into this fight before the Wilder. He's now going to get the confidence boost again, reclaim what he was before and all that kind of stuff. I'm thinking, you're the promoter behind him. Why is this Fury fight not happening then? Someone's stopping it from happening. I know someone's stopping it from happening.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't want it to happen, or someone's preventing things from going on. But then obviously, if AJ was to retire, let's say, for example, Dillian White won, and AJ retires, then we're not seeing no Fury AJ fight, innit?
Yeah.
I've not given up on the AJ Fury fight. Why have you given up on it?
Bro, it's so, it has to happen. It's so mentally exhausting. But what I'm saying, yeah.
Bro, hold on. If we don't, that fight, that's like an unsolved murder case, man. I can't let it go.
So that's some Tupac thing.
Yeah, yeah, I need it brought to justice. Yeah, they need to fight, man.
Yeah, they have to. I think even if one of them becomes so washed up, I still need to see it happening, bro. I don't care.
What, like what Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis?
Yeah, man, I need to see it. Even if like AJ loses his next three in a row, or say if Tyson Fury gets his first loss, yeah. I still want to see it, man.
Is it? But then would it be only because we've been longing for so long?
Yeah, man. It's like, do you know what it is, bro? It's like trying to bust a fat nut, bro. I've been holding it in for so long. Just let me bust that nut, innit, man. I need to see it, man. I need to see it.
Oh my God.
But the Wilder AJ one,
I want to see that.
Really, that's...
That's what I want to see.
That's one.
But then, do you think it's wrong for him to take the Dillian Whyte fight and risk that? Could not happen.
Anymore? No, not at all. Because AJ said earlier he wants to be active. He wants three fights this year.
Yeah, but he didn't have to be Dillian Whyte though, did he?
Why not? AJ should be walking into this fight saying, confident as anything. I've beat this guy. I've knocked him out in spectacular fashion. I'm the better I'm the superior boxer. I'm the superior athlete. AJ shouldn't have no doubts coming into this fight. The thing is with AJ at the moment, yeah, I think it's a mental thing at the moment, man. Because physically, technically he's sound. He's not the most technically great boxer, yeah, but he's sound as a boxer. He's powerful. He should be more explosive than he's back in the day, yeah. You should be walking down Dillian Whyte, man. There's no disrespect to Dillian Whyte, by the way, because I rate him as well, yeah. But if it turns into an absolute scrappers, yeah.
Yeah, slugfest.
If it's an absolute slugfest, and then I don't know, man. Dillian Whyte just seems vicious, isn't it?
Hmm?
Dillian Whyte just seems a bit vicious. You wouldn't want to, you know, bump into him in a dark alley at night, bro.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but if I'm AJ.
Well, he's called the body snatcher.
Yeah, but if I'm AJ, I'm walking into this. I should be walking just comfortable and confident.
I think Dillian Whyte will pop a harder fight than people think he is.
You say that, yeah, but look when he came up against Fury, man, he was underwhelming, man. Man
Fury,
came,
but Fury was, came, it wasn't. But the thing is,
when he came out again, and he was in a southpaw stance and all that, bro. Like, I was like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, but yeah, but it was different though, because the beef was not like that with Fury. There was none of that. There's none of this from London talk, yeah. All the back and forth, like the romance.
But ain't no roses with Fury and Whyte though. Ain't no fucking picnic with them.
It's not necessarily a wedding, but at the same time, it's not all this like every. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole Brixton Watford back and forth, not like whatever you want to call it, man. Stuff has been going on for years now, man. It's none of that. There was never that with Fury and Whyte, even if it's not.
I'm very intrigued to see the build up of the fight.
Yeah,
and like it's only 5 weeks away. Less than 5 weeks away.
What day is it? August or what?
12th. What are we now? July 8th or something. Yeah, so just over a month.
Bro, the tickets. When are the tickets even going to release?
I don't know. And I like the fact that Dillian Whyte's fighting in August. August.
Why?
That's what he says. August. We're fighting in August. Yeah.
I don't think any fighter retires when they lose or not.
Well, I don't know. It should be like a...
I want to see Dillian Whyte fight Wilder as well.
It should be like a WWE stipulation. Whoever loses has to retire or something.
I want to see Whyte versus Wilder too.
Oh, I want to see that as well. I want to see that. Styles make fights, man. And people like normally say that AJ beats Fury, Fury beats Wilder, which has happened, and Wilder beats AJ.
Do you think, obviously it's a bit ahead, isn't it? If AJ ends up fighting Wilder in December, who wins?
Ask me after this fight. If he knocks Whyte out, if he knocks him out comfortably, AJ will be my favourite going into Wilder. If AJ wins on points or something, Wilder's cleaning them out.
Yeah, with the right hand.
Yeah. Even if AJ still wins, but if he wins on a points decision, Wilder's cleaning them out. I'll say that. Because it's a mental thing with AJ.
Yeah, it's not been... It's ever since the Ruiz thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's mad, man.
But we're getting... Usk. And Daniel Dubois.
Oh, yeah. I think Daniel Dubois will do better than people think.
Do you know what, yeah? I don't rate this guy, to be fair. I'm not his biggest fan.
When's that fight supposed to happen?
That's August. I'm checking that right now. No, that's August 26.
So, oh, bro. So we're in for a treat. Yeah, so August, we're in for a treat.
2 weeks later. So Usyk. Okay, regardless of if I'm Dubois' biggest fan or not, I think this is a mismatch. I think Usyk. I think he wrecks him within 5 rounds.
What, a knockout or?
I think he knocks him out.
Knocks him out?
Yeah.
No, he's not knocking him out.
I think he knocks out Dubois. Not even this is because of sheer power. I think his movement.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what?
I think his movement, his speed, his technical ability is just levels above.
How tall is Dubois again?
I don't know. 6, I can check.
Because Usyk's 6'2".
Yeah. But I think
Dubois,
takes
Dubois's got power, you know.
He's got power. But I think he just cleans him, man. Think about it. This guy got he's 20, yeah, and he's 6'5". Think about it, yeah. Dubois got his flipping head jabbed off by a flipping
Joe Joyce,
bro. What do you think Usyk's gonna do?
I can't remember that.
Joe Joyce is stiff as anything, bro, and he got jabbed. This guy's got no head movement, man. Usyk is gonna. I might be wrong. I'm not a boxing expert at the end of the day, yeah. But I just think Usyk goes in there, takes him to school. Not only takes him to school, I think he cleans him out as well. It's the punches you don't see.
You love seeing, don't you?
Yeah, man. I think it is. What's gonna happen, man? I'm not. That's a fight. I'm not. I don't know why Frank Warren is putting him in.
Usyk. I think Usyk can be beaten by someone.
Probably.
I think, and you know, I think AJ before the change of mentality, I think he could actually beat Usyk.
I think if AJ, I don't know, you get him at the best sports psychologist in the world and all that, I still think Usyk beats him, man.
No, I'm talking about pre-mentality shift, pre-Ruiz.
Yeah. I still think Usyk probably beats him, to be fair.
Because I think AJ would feel this, bro, because Usyk don't like them body shots, man.
Yeah, I might be overrating Usyk a bit, but I just think he's.
I think Usyk is an elite top fighter, yeah. But I do think everyone's gone on like he's like a never be beaten.
No, I don't know. I think anyone can be beaten, man. I think anyone can be beaten. I know Floyd Mayweather's 50-0 and all that, but in the heavyweight division, it's different, man. Mike Tyson had that air of invincibility. When he fought, was it Buster Douglas?
Mm.
Back in 1990, like the whole world was shocked.
Yeah, it shocked the world.
Yeah, so. When AJ fought Ruiz and he lost, I was shocked that he lost to Ruiz, but I always knew AJ would be beaten one day.
Do you know what? I can see
Fury being beaten one day, man. I think Fury and Usyk, bro. I think it's a lot closer fight than people think.
I think Andy Ruiz might be a decent fight to Usyk.
Yeah, same.
Andy Ruiz.
Yeah.
Because Andy Ruiz is a counterpuncher.
Yeah, Ruiz got that hand speed, man.
Hand speed, and I think that also they're the same height.
Yeah,
Andy Ruiz is 6'2" as well.
That would be a very competitive fight.
I think I was.
Ruiz just needs to get that flipping weight off, man.
No, but I think with the weight.
Man. Do you know what? Every year he comes out with a photo. Oh, Ruiz lost mad weight, bro. It's just them angles, fam. The guy's still fat, bro. Eating the Snickers bar and all that, man. But yeah, I don't know. The Usyk, I think he cleans the ball out within 5 rounds. Might be wrong. End of the year. Well, no, before that. Fury and Ngannou apparently is going to be announced, so I think it's a joke, bro.
That's what exhibition?
Yeah, I think it will be an exhibition. Yeah.
What is it? Is it boxing?
Yeah, in the boxing ring.
Oh my.
Fury, yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's lost the. I don't know, but he definitely lost me because I used to follow this guy on social media. I'm following my favorite.
Oh, you followed him?
I was just sick and tired of him, man. What protein bar?
Bro, the guy was talking about this protein bar. How they were sold out the other day.
No, this guy's always talking shit, bro. This guy, man, loves a like Eddie Hearn said, loves a pound note, bro. Yeah. No, man, Fury, man. You know what? Yeah. You know what I realized? He twanged the people. He twanged the public, bro. I'm not saying he didn't go through the mental health thing. He probably did, yeah.
He's not the greatest heavyweight of all time.
But he's not. Nowhere near, yeah.
But I think he needs to do more.
Yeah, he needs to do way more. Way more. If you're talking like technically and all that,
After White, you last year, you said, I think he might be the greatest.
No, I'm saying he's definitely in contention. He's in conversation, yeah. But in terms of his resume, he needs to do so much more, bro. Mm. If you want to compare yourself to the likes of Ali and all that, bro, Ali fought everybody, bro. Yeah, Ken Norton, flipping Foreman, all that, man. I don't need to go for
I swear even Dillian White's got a better resume.
than Fury.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily say so, no.
AJ, Povetkin.
AJ's got a decent resume, to be fair. People cuss out AJ's resume.
Don't know
yeah?
why.
I think he's got a fairly decent... Think about it, living at the time he fought these people as well, bro. He had his first world fight at what? 16 fights in? Fought what's his name? Vladimir. And you can say, oh, Vladimir was over the hill, whatever.
Yeah, but so when Fury...
That's what I'm saying. And he only fought Fury, what, 18 months earlier. So what, did he decline that rapidly within 18 months?
You know, it's actually that possible to decline after that, but I don't think
so. I don't think it was that much, man. You know what I'm saying? He was in great condition. He looked like he was in great condition.
Didn't AJ fight him before Fury fought him?
No, what? Klitschko.
Yeah.
Fury fought Klitschko.
No. AJ fought him in 2017.
Yeah, Fury and Klitschko, 15. That was end of 2015.
And then after that, that's when Fury went
in, wasn't it? Yeah. But what was I saying, yeah? I can't remember what I was saying. Fury, the PR merchant, fam. This guy, do you mind following him as well, bro? This guy's always trying to flog me stuff, bro. Always trying to flog me some merchant, bro. Some mugs.
Man,
he just pissed me off, man. I think the whole public's turned against him, man, because he just talks too much,
man. Yeah, you know what? Under the comment section, yeah.
Walking contradiction, man. I don't know how someone can become so likable and so dislikable within a certain time frame, man.
Where is it? Flipping. This guy, yeah, because he's like.
I don't know, man. I don't follow him anymore. Oh yeah, this guy, man. He's a fraud, bro.
AJ's fighting, Usyk is fighting. Fury doing ads.
You see when he was like, oh, I can beat any.
Yeah, I know.
John Jones and all that. And Jones was like, cool, let's get on. He's like, yeah, in the boxing ring.
Usyk versus Dubois, Wilder versus Ruiz Jr. and you promoting chocolate bars.
Yeah, joking, bro.
He's tripping off your belt.
The thing is, if he was to fight, bro, I think he beats most of these guys anyway, man.
This is what I'm saying. Hold on.
The Usyk one.
One more comment, yeah? Mate, no one wants this shite. Fight people. Stop pushing crappy products. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Thought you was a man of the people.
I thought you was a man of the people, man. Don't sound like it. He's always trying to flog everyone.
He didn't pay his bets to Piers Morgan.
To Piers Morgan, no.
Yeah, and he said, I will fight AJ for free.
Yeah. This guy just talks out of his backside, man.
But you know what? When I first saw that, I knew that was gonna happen.
Man of the people, man, people my ass, bro. Like, get out of it, man.
So you think he loves? You think he? Nah, man. So he Eddie, said, power, Eddie, he just, Eddie said he loves a pound note.
Yeah, but no. Eddie heard it, he said, "I'm gonna be." I don't know if he said direct to Fury. He might though. He's like, this guy loves a pound note, fam.
Yeah, but the thing, Fury makes it sound like they don't like money, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He makes it sound like he's a man of the people. Yeah, but why are you? I swear he charges people for like meetups and all that as well. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like with AJ, yeah. Okay, I follow AJ on Snapchat. I don't know if he does it to this, but a couple of years ago, he was always out in the community, always out in Watford and all that, man. Like, come on, man.
Bro, you can see AJ. I think AJ is someone you're more likely to see out in public. You could bump into him going to your local Lidl or something.
Yeah, literally, man. Just Fury, just fight, man. And then we'll shut up. If you fight, if you get in the ring, we'll shut up. Or get in the ring with someone credible, then we'll shut up. Simple as that, man. The Usyk one, that was a calamity, man. Like,
but when I saw a deal off, I was like, joke.
See that in back in April and all that. He's like, yeah, I'm in the ring. Yeah, I've got my trainer Sugar. What's his name, bro?
Sugar Hill
and all that. And then Sugar Hill came out and said, oh no, I was training. I think was it Lawrence Okoli or something. and then Fury Dad came out saying, oh man, Sugar Hill needs to get sacked and all that, man. All thing the Furies, man, bro, it's a sham. That's a sham. Pattern up, man. We know what I don't want to see Ngannou, bro. People go bang on about Ngannou's power and all that. Oh, blah blah. We know, yeah. Power from MMA or UFC doesn't translate to boxing, bro. We saw that with Conor McGregor and Mayweather. Yeah, Mayweather looked like a fish out of water when he fought Mayweather. Yeah. If Wilder, Terrell was a terrible boxer, like fundamentally speaking, yeah, couldn't knock out Fury, he knocked him down. We couldn't completely knock him out. What makes you think Ngannou's going to do the same? He's got no boxing fundamentals.
Go back to your point, you say it's not translatable, but people try to say for raw power, apparently, some people actually say that Ngannou punches harder than Wilder.
Okay, probably does, yeah. Wilder's a
Wilder's
a formidable puncher. We've seen him knock out Brazil and go down like a sack of potatoes, yeah? And Garnu, how much more power is it compared to Wilder? I don't think it's that.
It's not night and day. It's not
yeah, really. I don't think it's that much more, fam. Like, and you can't, as far as we know, Garnu can't box. So I don't want to see it. It's like seeing a very shitter version of Wilder coming up against. Come on, man.
And just to clarify, this is exhibition, right?
Yeah.
Why are we do that when you retire, man?
I think it's
exposition. That's why you don't know going for no knockouts. Yeah. It's not a joke, professional man. Fight.
It's a joke.
It's just playtime, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just for
money. You want to do that? Why don't you do that when you retire or something?
Yeah, but it's just for money, innit?
So I mean, he's a pro boxer doing exhibitions. Do that after you retire.
I've seen flipping. Remember Rocky 3 or something? Where Rocky was fought Hulk Hogan and all that.
Doing all this nonsense, man.
Man.
And you, I remember it doesn't look good since you said you retired as well. When you said you retired as well, yeah. It don't look good that you said you retired, even though no one believed it. And then now you come out and it's like you're not fighting since, really. Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Since he retired, how much fights has he had since?
I don't know.
Has he fought since he's white?
When did he say he retired?
He said after Dillian White.
Oh yeah, no, he fought. Oh yeah, had a was it a trilogy with his mate?
Oh yeah, that's it. He fought Chisora.
Chisora, yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah, he wanted to give his power payday. Oh god. Oh. Yeah. Anywho, man, what's your predictions for AJ and Dillian White?
I think AJ wins.
Same.
Because I feel like he has to win.
I think it's the same result as last time. To be fair, knockout. Yeah.
Uppercut.
Yeah. Oh, I can't get that. Yeah. If he gets, if Dillian White gets knocked out by the uppercut again,
yeah.
Just give up, bro. Just give up. Just give up.
It can't be a knockout, man.
It can't.
I'd rather if you're gonna get knocked out by like a right hook or something. Don't please not the uppercut, man.
Please.
Because the thing is, his chin was actually decent. It seems like that one uppercut is always the uppercut. Every fight, he lost three professional fights now, isn't it?
Yeah, they both,
it's always three uppercuts.
Yeah, it's always.
Always uppercut. AJ first, then Povetkin.
No, he can't get uppercut again by AJ.
You know what? It's not the fact that you get uppercut, it's the fact you get knocked out by the uppercut.
Yeah.
If you just get hit.
Yeah, yeah, no, like knocked out by the uppercut.
People do, bro. But if you get knocked out and it's because of the uppercut, fuck that, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Fury knocked him out with uppercut. AJ and Povetkin. Oh god,
Povetkin one of the dirtiest dude.
Okay, all right. Prediction for, let's say, if AJ fights Wilder, what's your prediction for that?
If they fight,
I think
AJ would win. You know,
yeah. Like I said,
I think AJ would win.
Yeah, if AJ knocks out White, he's my favourite for the fight. If he doesn't, even if he still wins, but it's not by knockout, Wilder cleans him out.
If he struggles to get, he wins, but there was a lot of struggle, and he just gets a few points, then Wilder is to this day.
To this day. We'll wrap up, man. But yeah, to this day.
All right, guys, before we go, please again subscribe the button, please. If you do. If you're new around here, subscribe. We love you as always.
Share the ting, all that, man. Turn on the notification bell as well, man. You know the vibes.